Good morning. How are you guys? Good. Well, my name is Christian Gray. I've been a part of this Cormdale community for the past few years now, as Kendall mentioned, and also serve over at Mosaic Community Development. I want to share some of the exciting developments happening at Mosaic, and I feel like in doing that, this is a family conversation because Cormdale has been such an integral and vibrant partner for Mosaic over the past several years already. So thank you guys so much for that, for what's already been done. My aim is to share some of these exciting developments and keep you in that inner circle as we kind of hit some of the forefront of some new things ahead for us, as well as just invite you in, and probably more importantly, just invite you in real practical ways to embracing the poor of our city in gospel-centered and gospel-motivated relationship. So let's begin with our new mission statement. Thanks to folks like Bob and JD and Mike Whaley, we went through a pretty significant restructuring process about a year ago, and on the other side of that, it's resulted in a new mission statement that reads, affronting poverty through the cultivation of supportive community networks that participate in the holistic development of vulnerable populations and neighborhoods. So let me break that down real quick. We're interested in the holistic development of folks in need and neighborhoods in need, and we do that through the context of community, through these supportive community networks. And as you see here, our strategy is to fight poverty not through offering the poor services, but through offering them ourselves. And we're really excited about this. It's a really exciting thing to be involved in because not only is it strategic, which we'll hit on in just a second, but it's really unique. As we've surveyed Omaha and some other cities around the country, there are many very good and very necessary agencies addressing the physical needs of those who are poor, but very few, if any, that are working to build up these significant and foundational building blocks of community that those in poverty almost always require in their difficult climb out. Let's look at some of the strategy. Dr. Robert Lupton, president of FCS Urban Ministries in Atlanta, Georgia, states the problem in this way. The single greatest cause for sustained poverty in our cities is isolation. I think this is an incredible quote because it goes directly contrast to how we normally think of the issue of poverty. We usually think of it as a lack of things or resources. In many parts of the world, that's the case. In our urban American context, the reason people are sustained in poverty is because of isolation. So if the cause is isolation, then the solution can't be found in bigger or better programs. It has to be found in people. And at Mosaic, we're committed to believing that the most empowered people for that job is you. It's the body of Christ, and specifically the local church expression of that body. So we go about this mission in two different forms. We have two different arms that sort of reach around this mission at Mosaic. One is support works with individual development, and the other is support networks, which is represented by the yellow logo as our neighborhood development. And I'm not going to spend any time on this chart, but I want to give you sort of a bird's eye view of what we're trying to accomplish so that you can really find tangible ways to get involved if you like. The other thing is you have a card on your chair this morning. We're kind of tying a bow at the end of this restructuring by doing a relaunch this summer that we'd really love to have you involved in. All these names are changing top to bottom, including our organizational name. So we hope to keep you on the inside as those things progress as well. But for the purposes of this morning, let's just use what we have and see if we can communicate the concepts well. Support Works is our individual development model, and it trains, equips, and supports individuals and small groups in their companionship of an individual or family throughout and beyond their transition from poverty. So what we do is we take small groups, just like our MCs here at Cormdale. We train you, we equip you, we support you as you include within your small group community someone in need. And if we take Dr. Lupton seriously, and this issue is isolation, and the solution is people, then we really have to reach out to folks in need in our city with this, not as projects, but as people, right? And to do that, we have to really authentically create a community for them to enter into and invite them into our own personal lives to do that. So that's what Support Works is looking to accomplish. There are four main population groups that we look to work with in Support Works: homeless, near homeless, refugee populations, at-risk youth, and post-incarcerated. So generally, I'd love to put some flesh on this and share how this has worked in real-life scenarios and let you know people who have really been affected by this. But due to time, I'm going to refer you to people like the Coopers and the Clatterbucks, the Paladinos, John Heidelberg, some of the folks in our own community that have experienced what's going on with Support Works. So check with them and ask them more about that. My goal, my vision, my dream would be that each and every one of our MCs at Coram Deo really participated in this Support Works ministry, that each one of us really was inviting someone in need into our community. And not only would they benefit from that, but I think our MCs would really greatly benefit as well. So that second arm, sorry, I'm moving quickly, but I want to get through this with you this morning. Support Networks, which is our neighborhood development arm. And Support Networks addresses the barriers to holistic transformation that our local neighbors are facing while addressing the greater community context for transformation. So Support Network says, yes, individual development is crucial, but let's also knock down some of these major barriers and systemic hindrances from people becoming whole in the first place, and as a result of their environment, their neighborhood context. And the context we're currently participating in is Park Avenue neighborhood. And if you're familiar with Park Avenue, you know that it's one of the oldest and most historic neighborhoods in Omaha. And some of the churches are 150 years old, and God's been so good. He's helped us collaborate, a faith leader collaboration of about 3/4 of all those churches in that neighborhood. And they formed to what is now called Neighbors United. That term was actually coined by Jody Cooper, who's here at Coram Deo somewhere here today, hopefully. And they're doing some really great asset-based community development work in their neighborhood. So that takes us to our conclusion. I promised some real applicable entry points into some of this. Support Works, this idea of individual development, if that resonates with you, we really invite you to join us at Life on the Brick. That's held on Monday nights at 5:30. It's just a chance to share a common table with some folks and get to know them for the purpose of developing these Support Works relationships. In similar form, The Vine is our MC at Mosaic, and if you're already involved in the MC, it's not necessarily for you to come and join. But if you ever want to check it out and see how what we're trying to do is develop a really socioeconomic diverse community in that MC for, again, the purpose of these Support Works relationships. And third, it's not listed here, but if you're already involved in a service-oriented ministry in the city, we encourage you to stay involved with that, to be committed with that, and to really maybe go in with a new insight and perspective of looking to develop these relationships. If you do develop these relationships, whether it's at Mosaic or whether it's through a different channel, at Mosaic, through Support Works, we'd love to support you and give you resources and ongoing coaching in that. So please see us if that turns out to be happening for you. On the other end, Support Networks, our neighborhood development arm, the most available outlet for that is our community meals on Saturdays at 11:30 in the basement of the First Baptist Church in Park Avenue. There are about 160 neighbors come together every Saturday and share a meal together. It's a great opportunity to engage in these Support Works relationships, and it's also a great opportunity to really address some of the urgent practical needs of those living in that area. So here again is our information. I am always available to talk about any of these things if you're ever interested. Also, Jody Cooper is our partnership and volunteer coordinator. Her email address is listed there. Be our friend on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and be involved. We'd love to have more and more of you involved and committed with what we're doing. So thank you for this opportunity to share with you this morning.